The leader of the Lansing, Michigan-based punk band appearing in the Twin Cities this weekend says she left corporate America 15 years ago to follow her true love, music. Misky D. Rodriguez and City Mouse appear at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington tomorrow. She and bass player Nicholas Richard joined GLT's John Norton via Skype. Rodriguez also fronts the group. She says leaving her mundane job with a building materials sales company in Southern California to do music full-time with City Mouse was a no-brainer.
My only regret, honestly, would be not doing this, like, not starting this path when I was, like, 15. Like, I wish I never would have done any of the other stuff. I wish I never would have gone to school for so long. I wish I never would have, like, gotten, like, had these corporate jobs for so long. I feel like music is what really, really, like, keeps me sane and happy and helps me through every aspect of my life. Maybe things wouldn't have turned out the same. Maybe the songs wouldn't have had the same inspirations or whatever. So I feel like I wish I would have done this for longer.
Do you think it's possible that you know that you've done the right thing because you did the wrong thing?
I definitely think about that all the time. I don't think that any of us would be the same without, like, failures and disappointments and just experiences. You know, we all kind of, a lot of us go through a lot of the same things, like death and loss. We can't avoid those kind of things. They all definitely shape who you are.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to compare this experience, you know, if you wouldn't have gone to corporate America, right?
Yeah, I feel like that exercise song where it says, there's no day worth forgetting, it's the dust that makes up the star, I think is, like, pretty much a good metaphor for that.
And if you're picking up the pieces, just remember that who you are. There's no day worth forgetting, it's the dust that makes up the star. And when you're looking at yourself, you stand up straight, you sing it loud. I'm no broken survivor, I am strong and I am proud. You're gonna make it because you have to. You're gonna do it because you want to. You're gonna find everything you're looking for, just waiting for you. Before your eyes close.
This is a really interesting song. Seems like an exercise in affirmation.
Definitely. I feel like that's basically the whole song. It's definitely about, like, I guess finding a respect for who you are without really going through any kind of transformation, like just realizing that, you know, your true self, rather than, like, you know, being one thing and then becoming another, just kind of like realizing who you are and being happy with that and proud of that.
You're gonna make it because you have to. You're gonna do it because you want to. You're gonna find everything you're looking for, just waiting for you before your eyes close.
Seems like anybody in the arts and music included is trying to work through things. They're trying to express themselves, maybe work things out. Punk, I guess the stereotype is they get really got to work things out, right?
I feel like when it comes to punk rock, like, it's definitely has been a type of music that has grown out of a necessity for people to be able to access, like, the music industry. Like, you know, you're not like some rich person who has, like, a publicist and agents and stuff like that. Like, anybody can put out a punk record. That whole scene was very accepting to me, as it's been accepting to many, many, many different kinds of people, like, no matter, like, how different they are from each other or from the mainstream. And I feel like that's just kind of, you know, when you're looking for acceptance, I feel like no one has their arms more open wide than punk rock. That's why I migrated there, and then, you know, and that's kind of why I stay here.
That's Misky D. Rodriguez from City Mouse, who plays Night Shop in downtown Bloomington Friday night. Also joining us via Skype, bass player Nicholas Richard. Now, Nick, I'll get to you in just a sec. Hang on. Misky, you just mentioned punk being an accepting scene, and that's why you were so drawn to it. Yet even punk, and especially the music scene in general, is, you know, females can constitute such a small sliver of the population compared to males. Why is this still a thing?
I mean, I feel like it's just, like, you know, a reflection of just basically the times and the world and everything. I feel like we've always been making the same sound, but people haven't been hearing. And I feel like that's changing, and people are finally barely starting to catch up. Even though it seems sometimes like things are radically changing, like, I still feel like they're always kind of just been slowly changing. I love seeing that. You know, I don't want to be like, I had to do this and I had to do that. You know, like, I'm really happy when, like, women are given, like, opportunities that I didn't have. And I'm happy to see it moving forward. And I hope that, like, it moves faster and faster.
Sometimes I dream that the sun will never rise.